prayer. Today we're going to learn about one man of God. God heard his prayer, but when he disobeyed God, God punished him. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 13, starting from verse 1.
And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar, and he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord hath spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him. And his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, so that he could not pull it in again unto him.
Now here the prophet of God, coming to the king, Jeroboam. Jeroboam is the king of Israel. After Solomon, his kingdom was divided. Two tribes came to Judah, and 10 tribes came to Israel. And now he's one of the Israel's king. And you can see this man was not a priest, he was a king. But he wanted to do what the priest does. And so, when the man of God came to give the warning, so he just went to the temple and he stood behind the altar. And when this man was prophesying, so he said, get hold of this man. He might have stretched his hand towards the prophet, and his hand withered. Means he could not pull it back. And when this thing happened, let's see what he says. He asked the man of God to pray for him.
The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before.
Now see here, this king, even though his hand withered, he's not humble. He's saying, pray to your God. Instead of saying, humbling himself, asking God forgiveness, I went against the prophet, please forgive me, Lord, so my hand can be restored. But instead of that, he's demanding the man of God, you better pray to your God and make my hand better and ask God to restore me. Now, this man of God was a humble man. I don't think this prophet was very experienced prophet. He was maybe a young prophet. He didn't want any problem with the king, so he prayed and God restored his hand. And he says it restored the just like before, means there was no problem and the hand was completely healed. Okay, let's go further.
And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest.
The prophet is saying to king, God told me, when I come one way, I should not go to the same way you go, a different way. And another thing he said, God told me, when you go there, do not eat or drink in that place. So that was a strict order. So man of God says, okay, even though you give me half of your house, I will not come. I don't want your reward. I don't want your food. God told me to go different way. So he did not want to stay, and he wanted to go, and he walked away. See what happens.
So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, What way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went, which came from Judah.
Okay, now here you see, there is another prophet in that town. He's an old man, experienced man. He has children, and the children already gave the news to this old man. The king told him to come and stay and eat my food, but he didn't stay, he went away. When God tells you to do something, you do what God says. But see what happened.
And he said unto his sons, Saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, Art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, Come home with me, and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place.
Again he tells this prophet, This is what the God's command is. If I go to this Bethel, I go and give the prophecy and go back different way, and I should not eat or drink anything in this town. This is the God's will, and that's what I'm here. And when he was sitting and under the oak tree, you can imagine this man was tired, weary. I don't know how long he didn't eat. And he was obedient to the word of God, and he was sitting there, maybe taking rest. And this old prophet goes to him and try to tell him, come back to the Bethel, or come back to the town. Let's read verse 17.
For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, Thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him.
See, here he says, he lied to the young prophet. Now, God is testing the young prophet, or the devil is testing the young prophet. But this old man goes to there and try to entice him and say, Listen, the angel of the Lord came and told me, there is a man of God, he's hungry, thirsty, bring him home and give him food. So sometimes somebody tells you something else than what God tells you, don't listen. The word of God says, when you have sure word of God in your heart, from the word of God, from the Bible, or the prophecy, or God spoke to you in your spirit, and you know 100% this is from the Lord, and that other person comes and tries to change your heart, if that person doesn't tell you according to the word of God, you will be misled. Let's read Galatians chapter 1 and read verse 8 and 9.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Now here St. Paul saying very clearly, whatever the gospel means, the good news or the teaching of the doctrine of God, we give it to you. If someone comes and tells you, or the angel comes and gives you another gospel, do not listen. And if somebody tried to preach that way, that person should be cursed. So I think the Spirit of the Lord was telling Paul, even the angel comes and tells you something which I didn't tell you, do not listen. Whoever brings that message, wrong message, that person should be cursed. But here this old man goes to this young prophet, tells him, you know, I'm also prophet of God. The angel came and told me that I should take you to my house and give you food and water. Now, when the person is hungry, he's not thinking ahead. And that's what the problem is. When Jesus Christ was fasting 40 days and 40 nights, the devil came. And he said, "You're hungry. Why don't you tell this stone to be bread and it will be?" Jesus Christ would have done it. But he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word comes out of the mouth of God, the man will live." Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, but he's quoted from the Deuteronomy. The point I'm making, the enemy comes to the right time when you are weak. Whatever your weakness point is, and now just think that somebody has the weakness looking at other ladies. And so the devil will bring the beautiful girls to entice. Some person might be weak to smoking or drinking. So the devil will bring that kind of obstacle. Or some person always stealing something. So the devil will give him a chance such a way that nobody's watching and you can do this. Man of God was hungry and thirsty and tired, and he just said, "Other man, I'm a prophet of God. The God's angel told me to come and eat with me." And so, see what happens. Verse 19. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 19.
"So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Forasmuch as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandments which the Lord thy God commanded thee."
Now see what happens here. The young man, the young prophet, tired, weary, coming back, because the older person says, God's angel told me, now he's coming. And as he ate and drank, it is not a special food or anything. Ordinary food, ordinary bread, ordinary water, he ate and drank. And then the word of God came through that old man who was the prophet. Is that the old man was trying to get this young prophet in trouble? Even though he lied and brought him back, at the same time, God is using this old man to correct that young prophet. You should not be doing this for food and drink, disobeying God. Even though I told you, angel told me, but you did not ask me. If God tells me this, how can the God can tell you against what he said to me? So this young prophet was not that experienced to talk to this old prophet. So what happens now? The message is given that you disobey God. See what happens.
"But camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, Eat no bread and drink no water. Thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy father. And it came to pass, after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk, that he saddled for him the ass, to wit, for the prophet whom he had brought back. And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it. The lion also stood by the carcass."
While he was on the way, a lion comes and attacks the man of God. The donkey was there. Most of the time, the animals are afraid of man. If there was a donkey, that lion could easily attack the donkey and eat the donkey if the lion was hungry. But the lion attacked the man. According to the word of God, any animals can be subject to man. If the man of God would have said, "Lion, go back," or "Stand there," lion would not come close to him. But because of disobedience and because a prophecy was given to him that your dead body will not go to your forefather's place. So now this man was killed. He's just lying on the street. And the donkey standing there, the lion did not touch the donkey. Now this news goes back to the old prophet. Go ahead.
And behold, men passed by and saw the carcass cast in the way, and the lion standing by the carcass. And they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard thereof, he said, It is the man of God who is disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion which hath torn him and slain him, according to the word of the Lord which he spake unto him.
Somebody comes and says, they didn't know who this man was. They said, there is a lion, kill the man. Lion is standing, the donkey is standing. And this news came, he said, I know that has to be man of God. Because God prophesied that his carcasses will be on the street and will not with his forefather's tomb. So now this man, even though God used him or he did it himself, he's feeling bad for this man. He goes and brings this man back. Go ahead.
And he spake to his sons, saying, Saddle me the ass. And they saddled him. And he went and found his carcass cast in the way, and the ass and the lion standing by the carcass. The lion had not eaten the carcass, nor torn the ass. And the prophet took up the carcass of the man of God, and laid it upon the ass, and brought it back. And the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him.
Now see, this old prophet felt bad, and he's sad, he's mourning for this man, and he felt bad. But this is a message he said to his children and other people, why this happened to this man? Because he disobeyed God. So the message is to us, no matter who tells you what, against the will of God, and they entice you with the food or water or money or anything. You remember in the beginning when the Jeroboam said to him, I will give you the reward because you prayed for me, my hand is better. Come to my house, I'll give you the food, I'll give you the drink, stay with me, I'll give some reward. He said, no, even though you give half of your house, I'm not going to stay because God told me not to stay in this city. And whatever the way you came, don't go that same way back, go other way. And so he said, I'm going to do that. But this old prophet brought this young man home, a young prophet, gave him food and drink, just simple food, nothing luxurious food. But the simply when he says to the other people, this prophet disobeyed God, that's what this happened to him. But this old man felt bad because he might be thinking he's also the child of God or the prophet of God. If God inspired this old man would have said, Lord, I'm not going to go. I don't want this prophet to getting in trouble. Or you speak to him so he might change his mind. But this prophet didn't say anything, or whatever he felt, he did it. But the point I'm making, we have a lesson. Important thing is, what God says, even though it costs our life, or whatever, we have to obey God. Not for our physical thing, spiritual things we have to put first. That's what the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and other things will be added unto you. If this man of God would have said, you know, you are a man of God, you are older than me, you said angel came and talked to you, but I didn't get any message from the angel, I didn't get any message from the Lord, so I'm not going. Because God told me not to eat in this city. And so this is what happens when...
And he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother. And it came to pass, after he had buried him, that he spake to his sons, saying, When I am dead, then bury me in the sepulchre wherein the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones.
This man said to his children, Okay, I have my tomb. Keep him in my tomb, bury him there. But at the same time, he tells his children and others, whatever the prophet said, that is going to be fulfilled. So from this we know, if some man of God or some prophet of God gives some prophecy, that prophecy will come true. Even though that man disobeyed God and did something wrong, that doesn't mean whatever the prophecy prophesied, that prophecy is going to vanish away. Some people do not understand that. They will see if the man of God was doing something and he was doing prophecy and telling other people and people were getting healed, delivered and set free. And later on that man committed sin or fell. So what happened? All the people say, if this man did something wrong, we don't want to believe, and they just go away from them. We have seen some of the examples. So he says, whatever he was teaching before he fell, you cannot discard those what the earlier works he did. Let's read a little bit further.
For the saying which he cried by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel, and against all the houses of the high places which are in the cities of Samaria, shall surely come to pass.
See, he says, even though this man of God disobey, but before disobeying, whatever he said, those things will come to pass.
After this thing, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people, priests, whosoever would, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places.
Because here we see, this the king, he came to prophesy, and he was hiding himself behind the altar, and he said to him, what's going to happen to the altar means what the future is. And the king got mad. He said, get hold of this man. And as soon as he stretched his hand withered. And then he said to prophet, please pray for me. Pray for your God so he can heal me. And the prophet prayed and his hand was restored. But this man never changed his life. He was not a good prophet. He disobeyed God. So I'm not going to listen to his prophecy. And that's what happened. And he not only put all these people to doing all these witchcrafts and all this idol worship and all kinds of things, but he himself became their high priest. So today what we're learning, we are the children of God. We are the prophet of God, the servants of God. We have to stay close to God. Listen to his voice and not to get tangled with the world or the fleshly desire, or food, or shelter, or things like that. We have to stay in the Lord. But the time is not permitting me, otherwise we would be studying a little bit further. So today I'm going to stop here. We are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to come to the house of God. Thank you for all your blessings. We have the lesson that when God calls us with a definite high calling, we are going to follow the Lord. Your word says even the angel comes and gives you a different teaching than what God said, don't listen to angel or don't listen to anyone because those people will be cursed. So give us grace to follow you, not to listen to others who are trying to pull us down from the Lord. But give us grace to listen to the word of God, study the word of God, judge the prophecy according to the word of God. So give us grace to do according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.